What's up, guys? We're driving 101.com. Big Ken here. I want to talk about the police. I know it's been like serious stuff in the news, but I decided a lot of people have already talked about that. I want to talk about my issue with the P police. You out there, if you the P police, we got a problem. So anyway, truckdriver101.com, Big Ken. You can go to truckdriverbooks.com, check out my book. All you got to do is type it in and it'll take you right to the site, take you to Gumroad, where I sell my books off Gumroad. If you ever want to understand what Gumroad is, for anybody out there, all you got to do, you don't have to initially you don't have to pay a fee, but to get extra features, you can pay a fee of $100 a year. What you get for that $100 a year is the ability to do all types of stuff. In fact, I'm not even going to describe it. Just go there. It's just too much stuff. But you don't have to pay $100 a year. You can actually post your stuff and sell it, and then charge you a small fee for everything that people buy. I don't get a lot of, I don't get your credit card information or anything like that. That's handled through the system. I don't get any of that information. That's handled through people who are in the accounting world, right? All I get is a notification that they bought the product, and they handle all security and everything with that, and that's their job. They're better at it than me. So if you ever want to sell something online as a digital product, check out gumroad.com. All right, guys, truckdriver101.com, and let's get down to business. That was a free advertisement, by the way. So anyway, let's get down to business for the third time. What I want to talk about with the people, at least, is I was at a truck stop a while ago, and a guy, there's a bottle of urine. I get ready. I get my camera. I go take a picture of it, and I get ready to go get it. I grab my gloves, and I'm going to get the bottle of urine because it's ridiculous that this asshole put it in the middle of the road. So I'm going to get the bottle of urine. A guy, as I'm turning around to put on one of my gloves and go get it, a guy runs full speed over this jug of urine. Now, had a droplet of that urine touched Big Ken, oh, Lord of Jesus, it would have been some testifying going on. It would have been some ass whooping going on. As Jay Canal said, somebody comes in your house, you whoop their ass, I'm going to whoop his ass outside my house, Jay. Because I could not believe this motherfucker ran over this shit. He sees me standing over here, and he runs over this urine full speed. Now, the urine did not hit me. It did not hit me. Had it a droplet of urine hit me? Woo! Woo! Ooh! Now, I understand that you don't like the urine bottles. This is something I've noticed with all the pee police out there. But let me help you with something. Running over the urine just spreads it everywhere, and now you're going to smell it until it evaporates. So after he leaves, right, after spraying urine all over his truck, he's going to turn around and leave that urine there until the sun dries it up. What a wonderful guy, right? All he had to do was get out with some gloves, pick up the fucking bottle, take it over to the grass, take the top off, got your gloves on, or don't even do that. If you wanna just break it open, take it, throw it up in the air, and run behind something, or you know, you could put a hole in it with something. There's a million other ways to do that besides splashing it everywhere with your semi truck. So, and this is not the first time I've seen people do that. Also, there's other things that I've noticed dudes do. Like, if you are a pee police officer and you feel a need to judge everybody when they're emptying something out, please understand a few basic things. I am an African-American, a black man. And as a black man, I want to help you with something about black people. We do not pee black. Let me repeat. Black people do not pee black. I am sitting outside my truck one time, and you may not notice about Ken. Ken is a teetotaler. I'm a teetotaler, okay? I drink tea. I got some cinnamon tea in my truck right now, and I'm running low. I got mint tea. I got Earl Grey. I'm a teetotaler. I love me some tea, okay? But while I'm totaling my tea, I made a jug of tea, and all you got to do is take a couple mint tea bags, put them inside a water jug, let it sit there for a while, and you got you some tea water, right? And it's got a little minty taste to it, right? And I'm sitting there, and I'm sitting there making my tea. I had drunk a little bit of it the other day, Next day, it was a whole gallon. I didn't drink all of it. So it's kind of scummy the next day. So I'm like, I'll just buy me a new jug of water, make me some more tea. No big deal. So I go to pour my tea out. Do you know a motherfucker sitting there watching me going, you couldn't figure out a better way to piss, man? And I'm sitting there thinking, what does he think this black tea is? Like, this is, it's black tea, mint tea. He thinks I pee black. Black people don't pee black. Black people do not pee black. I pee yellow like you. Okay? Just so we're going to inform those people. So, yeah. And I look at him and I go, do you think I pee black? He goes, he didn't even look at it. He just knew. I'm dumping this in the grass where no one walks, where no one goes. There's no sugar in this. I'm just dumping it out in the grass because tea bags are dead leaves. And so there's some nutrients in there for plants. So I figured, why not? Why waste it? And why pour it in the parking lot? I've never understood that because people are going to drive by the parking lot, right? Right. So why would I pour it in the parking lot? Right. Why? Nobody wants tea on their wheels, just like nobody wants urine on their wheels. Well, most people, except the pee police. Right. So anyway, and he feels embarrassed and just walks away and shuts the fuck up, of course. So just to help all the pee police out there who don't know this, minorities, Mexicans, black people, Arabs, Chaldeans, Jewish people, all those minorities, Asians, all of them, we all pee yellow. We all pee yellow. Okay. It's yellow. So if you see yellow, then you want to say it's pee. Please also pay attention because one time I had, you know what? I got to bring that up too. One time I'm sitting there, I'm making me a flavor packet. I'm shaking it up, my gallon jug in my truck, shaking it up. Across the way, there's a dude shaking his head. There's a guy shaking his head. I can't believe you doing that. And then I'm drinking out the bottle and he's just shaking his head. And I'm like, does this idiot really think I'm drinking my urine? Right. So let me help everybody out here. One, I am a human being. I do not drink my urine. Two, I pee yellow. Three, please don't run over. Or is that two or three? I don't know. Don't run over urine. Please don't. Right. Please pour it out in the grass somewhere where it can evaporate and be out of everybody's way. And you don't have to step in it or you don't have to run your truck in it because I like my wheels not to smell like urine. If I have to bend down to get under the truck, I would like to not think my knees are in urine because old pee policeman had to run it over in the parking lot. So please help us out, everybody. Pee police. Come up with some better way to do it, all right? So I just gave you some basic rules how to be a good pee police officer, okay? So when you out there regulating, all right, regulating any stealing of the urinals, well, I don't know what you're regulating, right? Whenever you out there, just remember those basic rules, okay? At least remember the rule that everybody pees yellow, okay? All right, just because you think your tea has to, your water has to have no flavor, right? There are other people who live in 2017 and know what a flavor packet is. Do you know that happened one time when I was dumping red water? I had some strawberry, and I was dumping strawberry, like the little mix that you put in the little bottles. I put a bunch of them in one, and I was drinking it, and it was good. And then the next day, I throw it away, because again, it doesn't taste as good as the first day. So I throw it away. But as I'm throwing it away, do you know a dude was like, driver, you couldn't figure out a better way where to pour all that? And he goes, well, that's probably got sugar in it. And I said, no, it doesn't. And how is the sugar going to hurt the grass? Well, it might make a brown spot. We're in a field at a rest area with no facilities. It'll be all right, driver. Like, it just, the thing about it is when you're wrong, can't you just admit you're wrong? Do you have to be a continued cunt? You have to still be a cunt. Just admit you're wrong. Just say, I'm wrong. I'm sorry, sir. Forgive me. Jesus. So anyway, that's my little rant about you pee police. Talk to all you pee police officers later.